Now, Jason, thanks a million for joining me on this Saturday morning. I suppose just a look ahead to the Ireland and Wales game this afternoon. We're looking forward to a cracking game, and I suppose a new era as well for both sides, with both sides off to a winning start first time out. The media are missing their Warren Gatland quotes this week, though, are they?
Yeah, of course. He's a bit of a character, and I'm sure the Welsh players are going to miss him as well. But Pivac has started well. Like, you can see he's trying to implement his game plan. You can see what he's trying to do. And like, I know it was icky last week, but Wales look good. Wales look good. I would be kind of a little apprehensive this week. Like, they look like they're going to give Ireland a very good game.
Yeah, so far, as you said, so far so good for Pivac. And look, I suppose they're picking up where they left off in terms of a Grand Slam win, obviously making the semi-final of a World Cup and being very unlucky not to go on and make that final. I suppose there's always a comparison between Wales and Ireland in terms of the player pools, the regions versus the provinces. The Irish provinces tend to get the better of the Welsh regions, but Wales really turn up when it's the big stage and when they're on international duty, whereas Ireland, we'll say maybe 2018 aside, where they definitely hit peak, maybe don't turn up to the same extent.
Yeah, I could agree with you there. I go back to Gatland there. I think he's a huge part of that. I think he's one of the most underrated coaches out there. You look at what he's done with the Lions, you look at what he's done with Wales, go back as far as look what he did with Wasp winning the European Cup. Now, he's laid the foundations there for Pivac, and Pivac is a good coach. But you also have to factor in the fact that, you know, rugby is the number one sport in Wales. You know, they don't have any GAA to deal with. Like, so it's huge to them. And when they put on that Welsh jersey, it's massive. Maybe that's not the case for Ireland. Maybe when they put on a provincial jersey, it's a bit more important to them.
Yeah, in terms of, I suppose, Pivac coming in, obviously Andy Farrell came in as well. Now, Joe Schmidt did obviously accomplish a lot as well in his career. But do you think maybe Pivac has more of a foundation laid down, whereas Andy Farrell is maybe trying to change things up a bit? We're trying to maybe see this evolution maybe of the style of play. Do you think Pivac's role is more straightforward coming into this game against Ireland in particular?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. Like, I mean, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, I mean, Wales, you know, they perform well. They were unlucky not to get the final of a World Cup. That they played well. They're always competing. Six Nations Grand Slam champions last year. They play a lovely brand of rugby. Whereas Ireland, as we saw at the World Cup, like, change is needed. So Farrell, like, I was reading there last week, I think he's only had 7 sessions with them since Schmidt has left. So that's not a lot of time. I know he's there a long time. He's a defence coach, whatever. But when you step up, you become a head coach, a lot more to do. There's team selection. There's managing the players day in, day out. It's a huge, huge step up for him. So he's going to need time. Like, we saw a glimpse of it there last week. You saw Ireland look to get wide in the opening 20 minutes. The first try was beautiful, a lovely under his line from Larmour, with Sexton running a nice over his line out. Really nice, really beautiful try. Things got a little bit back to the old Joe Smith era as the game went on. You know, boring one-out wonders and whatnot. But you can see what he's trying to implement. He's working on something, and it's going to take time.
Is that something maybe, when you see them maybe reverting back to type after, as you said, that wonderful try they did score early in the game, that's something that's maybe hard to shake? I mean, you've had Joe Schmidt for a number of years. The Leinster players have had him before that again. It is going to take time, and maybe it's just muscle memory at a certain stage where you're trying to see out a game and you revert to type. That's something that'll change over time, you think?
100%. Like, it's ingrained to them. Like, as I said, like, you've also got guys coming back from injury. You've got a few new uncapped players in the squad there. Obviously, you've got Farrell coming in. You've got Mike Catt coming in. You've got Fogarty coming in. So they've got all these voices, and I said they've got, you know, it worked well for them in the past. So they're not going to completely tear it up and start with a new book. You know, they're just going to make slight little improvements, because I know Ireland were kind of poor at the World Cup and they didn't show up, and, you know, that lost to Japan, and they were very disappointing against New Zealand. They're still a good team. This is a team that 2018 won a Grand Slam, that, you know, demolished England in their backyard in Twickenham. You know, put bonus points past Wales and Scotland. Beat the All Blacks, beat Australia, beat South Africa. It's good foundations there. But yes, the game has to evolve because Ireland were found out. But that's going to take time.
Yeah, and I suppose looking back to that year that you're mentioning there, 2018, a lot of those players obviously still starting for Ireland, still in the starting 15 and still in the match day squad. You look at people maybe giving out and saying this and that, there should be newer players coming through. They're looking for maybe a complete overhaul. But when you're looking at the players who are supposedly maybe supposed to come in, you look at Cooney, 29 years of age. Yes, he's in form for his club, but hasn't reached anywhere near the peak of what Conor Murray has achieved in his career, whether he's not on form or whether he's playing himself into form. You look at the likes of maybe Stuart McCluskey, there could be an argument there for him to come in. I know he was called up to the squad recently enough. But as well, I suppose Max Deegan as well. Other than that, who are you looking at in terms of, you're not going to get a complete overhaul. These lads are Lions. They're lads who've won Grand Slams and they're 29, 30. They're not 35, 36. So what is this big overhaul that people are I suppose, clamouring for?
Yeah, as I said, like, I don't expect a huge overhaul. Like, I mean, bringing in Doris last week was huge. He deserved a spot in the squad. Very disappointing that it ended the way it ended. But you have to, I understand, yes, you can't do a massive overhaul. But I'll give you a great example last week. Peter Romani is not familiar with being on the bench. When he came off that bench, he was like a different player. It's probably one of the best games he's played all year. CJ Sander, he was pushed to six. And as soon as he got pushed back, Dave was like, okay, I need to step up here now. Because Doris is going to be back. And man of the match performance, two massive turnovers, some huge shackles, some huge carries. So that's what people are clamoring for. We're not necessarily saying, right, throw these guys out of the squad. Forget about them. Start new, start fresh. You got to start switching things up a small bit. Show them, okay, your jersey isn't there every week if you don't play. And that's all we're asking for. Now, look, the John Cooney thing, I do understand. Yes, he's playing fantastic, but he hasn't proved himself at international level. Whereas Murray has, and he's playing along Sexton for how long? So, I don't know. Yes, there has to be changes, I understand, but not massive.
In terms of this game against Wales, it's a home game, obviously. Ireland were borderline embarrassed last year, it has to be said, and it was the last game, and Wales went on to obviously win the Grand Slam as well. They only scored the try. Ireland scored their only points late on in the game. This is going to be a different game, just for the fact, I suppose, it's on in the Aviva Stadium. These players are now playing for a new coach. They're coming in off the back of a win over Scotland, rejuvenated. Do you expect them to go out and win it?
I expect Ireland to win their games at home.
Always.
Simple as that. You know, I think they've got one defeat in the last 3-4 years against England. I know they were embarrassed, but look, they should be winning their games at home. The one thing I will say, Wales had it easy last week against Italy, as everyone does, unfortunately, and that's just the way it's gone. That's another conversation. But I don't think they expected the physicality that they got off the Scots last week. So that's going to play a big role. Bringing in Nick Tompkins for Wales as well, I've been watching that guy for the last 3 or 4 years in the Premiership. He's a serious player. He's really going to cause problems in the centre. So like he needs to be watched. I mean, he's a lovely, balanced runner. Can step, can hand off, can pass. So I would expect Ireland to win. But I don't know if they will.
If they go out and win the game, and as you said, they revert to type again, they play maybe a more Joe Schmidt game, we don't see players trying to get out wide, we don't see that maybe more expansive attacking game plan, will that be enough for people if they get over the line and get the result? Or will people be saying they won, but they won in Joe Schmidt's style, and that's not something that we're looking for anymore? We're looking to move on from that.
I think it's going to be split. Like, at the end of the day, I know people forget we're a small nation, we're a small pool, small resources. Wales are a good side that have performed at the World Cup, that have just won a Grand Slam. It's at home, I know. But a win is a win at the end of the day. But there has to be, you saw it last week. There was moments, another great example was Conway running the ball from inside his own 22, passing it out to Larmour. Now, he was very unlucky, he stepped into touch. They wouldn't have done that under Joe Smith. You know, that they would have been 100% exit plan. They look to run it out. Now, as I said, it's going to take time. We want to win, but we don't expect them to be the All Blacks. We don't expect them to be Fiji. We don't expect them to be Leinster overnight. But we do small little improvements. We're sick and tired of looking at one out runners. We're sick and tired of, you know, 50 phases in front of the line. Oh my God, they got a try. It's great. No, but like they're completely zapped after that. They're finished. They can't go on. So that has to stop. Like, you know, you got to use the space out wide. You've got really, really good back three there at the moment. You've got you've got guys there that can get the ball out. You've got guys there that can do something. Do you know? The forwards need to start trusting those backs a bit more.
Do you think that's maybe where the air maybe started to come out of the tyres a bit in 2019 after such a positive 2018? Was maybe a bit of the creative license, and was that maybe taken away from them a bit, and they started to tire of this same game plan over and over? Or was it a case that they'd pushed themselves so hard in 2018 that there was only one way to go in 2019?
I think it's a combination of things. I actually spoke to Joe Smith before Christmas, and he actually admitted himself that he did kind of cross the line a small bit in 2019. He kind of put too much control over them, and he also said that he made the World Cup bigger than what it was. So he actually told them not to worry about the Six Nations. so much because, you know, we've won plenty of Six Nations, we've won Grand Slams. And he said it's the biggest mistake he's made in his coaching career while coaching Ireland. And I think that played a huge role. As I said, teams did discover how we played as well, because as good as it was basic rugby done very well. And once you watch it, I said, like, you see guys these days, like, they watch hours and hours and hours of tape. You watch Ireland, you can see what Murray's doing, you can see what Sexton's doing. Look at England now. How good were England last year? And all of a sudden they're found out rugby evolved so quickly. So it doesn't necessarily, you know, as in, are England a bad team after losing against France the other night? Of course not. World Cup finalists. You know what I mean? They absolutely smashed New Zealand in the World Cup. One of the best performances I've ever seen. And then you just get turned over by a bunch of kids in the side of France. That happens. That's rugby. The game evolved very quickly. So yeah, gotta give him a little more credit, you know.
I know we're only coming into the Wales game today, and there's obviously plenty of rugby still ahead. But if you're looking back at this competition when it's all said and done, what do you want to have had happened? Do you want maybe Ireland to have developed their style, come along in terms of their attacking game, and given that creative license back to players, and maybe not win a title and lose a couple of games maybe on the road? Or do you want them to win the Six Nations title, a possible Grand Slam, but maybe not have evolved that much, maybe reverted back to type week in, week out, and gone back to their old game plan?
Well, look, I mean, my heart says, look, you want them to evolve their game, you want them to get better, you want to see a more expansive play, you want to see looking at things in the long term. But unfortunately, I think that's going to have to be put back a year because of the way the World Cup cycle is working with the seeding and the banding process. So Ireland are currently fifth in the world at the moment. They need to be in the top four to get into band one. So they have to win games between now and the end of the November series. And they've got Australia, South Africa and Japan in November. Three tough games in Dublin. So unfortunately, he might just have to sacrifice a little bit of that expansive gameplay and make that more of a long-term four-year plan just to get into that band. So, okay, we've got our banding, we've got our seeding, we're ready to rock for France 2023. Now we've got 3 years to get this right. You know, I don't know, who was I listening to this week? It was Brian O'Driscoll. I think it was Brian O'Driscoll. But basically, a World Cup cycle doesn't actually officially begin until 2 years out. That's when you got to take things serious. We didn't do that. It was all one four-year blur. So he has a year or two, but unfortunately this year he may have to stick to a few Joe Smith principles, get some wins, get it back into the top four in the world, and then progress from there.
Perfect. We're looking forward to that game. 2:15 at the Aviva Stadium. Ireland taking on Grand Slam champions Wales, of course. Before you go, Jason, I have to ask you about the newest rugby club in Ireland. Artscoil Old Boys. Been going well over the last couple of years. Not so new anymore. Going well over the last couple of years now, and I'm sure you're happy with how everything's developing, and a lot of camaraderie, I know, in that squad as well. A lot of lads who'll have known each other throughout their school years and throughout their lives. A really kind of a unique club at the moment.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. Like, we didn't expect things to go the way they've gone. To win a Webb Cup in our first season, to win a McInerney Cup in our second season, hopefully go on to win the Web Cup again this year. And I suppose, as you said, the camaraderie and what we've done in terms of just getting guys back out playing rugby, getting active. You know, we're actually doing the Great Limerick Run this year. We've already got about 25 guys signed up. We're actually doing it in aid of Jigsaw Limerick, who support mental health for young people, which I think is, as everyone knows now, it's a huge, huge talking point. It's a massive thing that needs to be fixed. And getting out, playing with your friends, getting up playing rugby does that. And I think that's what we've done.